bottom lines on the mediation that's going on. One is the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, which is what I endure because I cannot get accreditation. I pay my money in January. I get a receipt which I laminate to use as mitigation of sentence should I get arrested because I cannot get accreditation. They will not give me accreditation. That has to go before there can be elections. What will they do about the State Broadcasting Corporation that going back for 40 years has been biased and partisan? What will they do about the Zimbabwe newspapers? How will they do that? There is no time nor the money to get an independent newspaper like the Daily News up and running again. There is no time. I don't know how. They're going to have to. And if they don't do that, you know, I think it's easier now for journalists to go in there than it has been for 5 or 6 years because there are these negotiations going on and they don't want to arrest people like me. Well, maybe me. They might not care about me, but say if the New York Times sent somebody in right now, I think they wouldn't want to arrest them right at this moment while the negotiation's going on. So it's going to get easier, and it is getting easier for journalists to go in there. I don't think it's yet easier for photographers. I was looking for a photographer 3 weeks ago. I just couldn't find one. If the elections are going to be undisputed, they have to have free media. I don't know how they're going to do that, but it's on the negotiating table.